Stuff.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you as we count down the shopping days to Christmas. And a reminder to shop local. TK Angus invites you to their 41st Annual Bull and Female Production Sale, December 16th. Hey, that's coming right up, isn't it?
It is indeed.
That's at the ranch just east of Valentine, starting at 11:30. And if you can't be there, bid online at DV Auction. Check out the catalog at tkangus.com. That's December 16th.
Tri-State Livestock News. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. They are the resource for all things ag-related. But if you're not already getting it, you need to act on that now. Go to tsln.com to get your subscription coming your way now for all the latest in agriculture news. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and they sure wish you a Merry Christmas during this holiday season.
You know, also Integrity Meats out of Belle Fourche is grateful for customers and community, and they want to wish everybody a very blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats out of Belle Fourche. You know, Kim, here not that long ago, I started going through a list that Rhonda Stearns had sent to us about you might be a rancher's wife, if.
Yes, indeed, okay? You did.
I'm going to share a few more of those with you today. So, you might be a rancher's wife if your storage shed is a barn. You might be a rancher's wife if you measure travel in miles, not minutes. And if your husband says, can you help me for a few minutes? And you know you might be anywhere from a few minutes to 6 hours or so. Again, these are you might be a rancher's wife if grass stains are the least of your laundry problems.
I understand that.
How many different types of stains are there anyway?
There's one other one that's really hard to get out.
Okay. Rhonda Stern sent these in to us. I don't know who the author is, but you might be a rancher's wife if your refrigerator contains medicine, livestock medicine, that is, and if your car's color is two-toned and one color is gravel road, you might be a rancher's wife. I'll share a few more of those on another edition of The Good Stuff coming up. But Kim, what did you find for today?
Celtic Thunder, Christmas 1915. 1915, on Christmas Day, on the Western Front, the guns all died away, and lying in the mud, on bags of sand, we heard a German sing from no man's land. He had a tenor voice so pure and true, the words were strange, but every note we knew, soaring of the living, dead, and damned, the German sang of peace from no man's land. They left their trenches and we left ours. Beneath tin hats, the smiles bloomed like wildflowers. With photos, cigarettes, and pots of wine, we built a soldier's truce on the front line. Their singer was a lad of 21. We begged another song before the dawn. And sitting in the mud and blood and fear, he sang again the song all longed to hear. Silent night, no cannons roar. A king is born of peace forevermore. All's calm. All's bright, all brothers hand in hand in 19 and 15 in no man's land. And in the morning all guns boomed in the rain, and we killed them and they killed us again. At night they charged, we fought them hand to hand, and I killed the boy that sang in no man's land. Silent night, no cannons roar, a king is born of peace forevermore. All's calm, all's bright, all brothers hand in hand. And that young soldier sings, and the song of peace still rings, while the captains and all the kings built no man's land, sleep in heavenly peace.
Well, Kim, a couple of things to finish up. This was on a list that I found of the best gifts for women for the holidays, of course. How about a back and neck massager? Would most women like that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, yes. So we'll chalk that one up. A Sherpa fleece throw blanket.
Yeah.
Cuddle in with those.
Only thing to make it better is if it's a heated electric one.
And, of course, fuzzy mommy foam slippers.
Yeah.
Really? They're hitting it right on the head here then.
Yeah.
All right. One more of those.
It might be because I'm cold.
That could be. How about the candle warmer that warms up the candle?
Oh, yes. For the hand? Yes. Yeah. Without, anyway. Yeah. Those
so
are
that
great
sounds
ideas.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, Merry Christmas from Shippey Real Estate in Winter, South Dakota. If you're selling ag land, buying ag land, whatever you might need, contact Rick and Lynn Shippey at Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota. Merry Christmas, everyone, from Shippey Realty.
And, of course, with all the unchanging, volatile weather that we can experience this time of year, WW Tire Service, with 8 locations in Central and Eastern South Dakota, say safe driving during this holiday time from Shane and all of his crew.
And that's the good stuff.